Module 2. Introduction to Emotional Intelligence. Although many common illnesses can strike any time of the year, they are typically seen in the winter months. Just because they are common doesn't mean that you have to allow yourself to fall victim to them. Definition. What does the entire phrase emotional intelligence at work mean? There are five main areas of focus that are included in most studies. Self-awareness of emotions and self-worth, and confidence in one's abilities. Self-regulation of emotions, standards of honesty, and adaptability. Motivation, drive to achieve goals, commitment, and initiative. Empathy, high sense of diversity, compassion, and is driven to assist others. Social skills, skills in conflict management, communication, and leadership. History. In the early 1970s, the United States Supreme Court ruled that companies could not hire based on the results of IQ testing. The court determined that employment testing must be job performance related. Harvard University began researching other testing that companies could use that would better determine the potential for problem solving, conflict resolution, and leadership. Emotional intelligence research and study really started after a Harvard professor, Howard Gardner, established that EQ is more desired in employees than the book learning of a college degree and high IQ. Around 1995, Dr. Goleman authored the book Emotional Intelligence. This bestseller was an immediate topic of conversation. Goleman's book outlined the five key areas of emotional intelligence and how they relate to the day-to-day lives of everyone. It was shortly after Goleman's book, The Emotional Competency Inventory, was created, and is still one of the most popular tests used to determine emotional intelligence of a prospective employee. Who needs it? Everyone essentially needs to identify and build their emotional intelligence. In the workplace, it is now being considered a hiring trait that is desired by all the leading corporations. As far back as 2014, 20% of companies were testing and evaluating prospective employees and their emotional intelligence. By identifying employees that have high emotional intelligence, they more efficiently focus on these employees and cultivate the leaders of tomorrow. This is also a way for companies to identify the lower-leveled employees and direct these people towards identifying and improving their emotional intelligence levels. Goals. What are the goals of emotional intelligence and increasing its traits and skills? Simply put, it is better to communicate with others, build relationships, and influence others around us in a more positive way. This growth is all based on our emotions and how we use them, and not let our emotions use us. Once we identify our emotions, we can then begin to change our emotions to be less negative and less stressful. We can also use these changes to improve our social skills. Social skills in combination of communication equals someone who builds rapport. Case study. John was told by a colleague that he was very emotionally intelligent, but he hadn't had even the slightest clue as to what that really meant. He approached another colleague named Jessica. She explained that it could mean a number of things, including that he must be great at self-management, self-regulation, and self-motivation. She told him where it started and why. She also explained why everyone needs to increase their skills to be better communicators. John realized what a great compliment it was to be considered an emotionally intelligent person, and thanked the colleague and Jessica for the confidence boost and information.